Jones is comfortable with basing their retirement income strategy on this purely investments-based approach. 2 out of 3 Americans prefer approaches that create protections for assets earmarked for essential retirement expenses, or are more comfortable with strategies that commit to solving their lifetime spending needs. These protections are available through contracts from insurance companies that pool longevity and market risks across a broad collection of customers. This is why David's critique of the guru way is so important. The guru's methods simply do not resonate with the preferences of most Americans in retirement. David outlines the importance of at least considering tools such as annuities and permanent life insurance in the retirement planning toolkit, as they can provide valuable protections for retirees who may otherwise be paralyzed into underspending in retirement because they worry about outliving their investment assets or not having the resources to pay for contingencies like long-term care. David also properly emphasizes the important role that a Roth conversion strategy can play in retirement. This is something I've analyzed extensively, and the tax planning chapter in my retirement planning guidebook is the longest. It's problematic that Dave Ramsey recommends avoiding Roth conversions once one is less than 5 years from retirement and to never pay the taxes on Roth conversions from the tax-deferred retirement account. Both points are wrong. First, it is generally the early retirement years that provide the best opportunity to convert funds at lower effective tax rates. And though I do prefer to pay the taxes from elsewhere, the idea that one should never pay the taxes on a Roth conversion through a distribution from the tax-deferred account simply is not true. Yet I see online discussion forums where people quote Dave Ramsey on these points as reasons to avoid Roth conversions, quite possibly to the overall detriment of their retirement. The tax code and long-term tax planning are complicated, and simple knee-jerk reactions based on intuitive assessments can easily lead to wrong conclusions. For these reasons, I applaud David for writing this book and for helping to combat the oversimplified messages from the gurus that tend to get the most airplay and attention from the public. Hopefully, this book can help bring better financial planning practices to a wider segment of our population. Wade D. Fow, Ph.D., CFA, RICP, author, Retirement Planning Guidebook, Navigating the Important Decisions for Retirement Success. Co-founder, Retirement Income Style Awareness, LLC, Professor of Practice, the American College of Financial Services. 1. The Guru Gap. Financial guru Dave Ramsey once received a call on his popular show in which a retiree asked if he could increase the withdrawal rate on his savings from 4% to 5% to do a little more traveling in retirement. His financial advisor had advised against the higher spending, but the caller was anxious to hear Ramsey's opinion. Ramsey responded by saying that if the caller simply allocated 100% of his retirement savings to stocks, he could grow his assets at 12% per year, and therefore take sustainable withdrawals of not 5%, not 6%, but 8% per year for life. If a 12% annual return was possible, and Ramsey assured him it was, then an 8% withdrawal rate was perfectly reasonable. Relieved, the caller thanked Ramsey and hung up, fully prepared to double the rate of withdrawal on his retirement savings. This was an extraordinarily surreal moment for me, because I fully understood that Ramsey was overstating sustainable distribution rates by 100%. The gold standard for sustainable withdrawals since the early 90s has been a paltry 4% per year. Based on the latest economic data, some experts have even revised it downward to as low as 3%. Dumbfounded, I took to the internet to try to understand the genesis of Ramsey's 8% withdrawal rate stance. In the process, I learned I wasn't the only one who was flummoxed by Ramsey's stratospheric withdrawal rate assumptions. As I dug deeper, I learned that Ramsey had a now-famous kerfuffle